It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, during this time that we live in, we look around and we say, boy, things are really bad. You know, things are really bad. Can things get any worse? Well, unfortunately, things will get worse as we wait for our trip to heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ comes back and tells the saved people to come up hither, or the breath of life leaves this body. Things are going to wax worse and worse, the Bible says, until Jesus comes back, until he comes back and sets up his kingdom. Now, we've already talked about this in study number 8, the millennium. And when I say study 8, that's dispensation number 8. Well, things will get better. And when we look around today, we say, well, how can that be? Well, in eternity future, things will be better because there'll be no sin. There's not going to be any death. There's not going to be any crying. There's not going to be any hurt. The things are going to be taken back, I believe, as it was in the Garden of Eden. Now, I believe that. That's my personal belief, that things will change and we'll see the things that God has prepared, not only for those of us who love him, but for those who love him in the future, those people who will get saved just like us. Remember, there's no sin in eternity future. There is nothing there that's going to defile anything or anyone. This earth is going to be changed. There's not going to be any sin whatsoever. And we've looked at the fact that the reason that there will be people on this earth is because of promises that God has made. God promised Abraham to give him an earthly possession. That is the people of God. That is the Jewish people. The Israelites would have an earthly possession forever and forever and forever. Well, this possession that God promised them, the measurement of that property is not, they've never had that property fully. But they will have that when Jesus comes back. And we see this as he comes back in the millennium. We see something taking place there that after the millennium, the whole world is going to be changed. The whole world will be changed in a way that we really can't comprehend. It's going to be so good that, well, you and I will be there. We'll have a changed body. We're going to be with the Lord. But there will be human beings who are there with the Lord as well on this earth that is changed. No sin around it. But God made promises in his word. He promised Abraham that he would have a land forever. His people would have a land forever. It was continued on, that promise, that unconditional covenant that God made with Abraham, that continued on with Jacob. Jacob was promised as well that there would be a never-ending kingdom. And that promise was carried over even in with David, as he was promised that there would be a never-end to the kingdom. In Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 7, it says, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, this is speaking of Christ, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. Now, once again, this is speaking of the kingdom of Christ, and it's going to continue on in eternity future, and there's not going to be an end. It's going to go on. Now, once again, eternity has no time. We're not governed by time. The people's not going to be governed by time during that new eternity. And I call it new. It's just, as we think of it, it's something that God has always been, and there's always been eternity. But when we look at it as a dispensation, we see eternity future. And God has promised that this earth will be here. Now, it's going to be changed, but the people of Israel will have the property that God has promised them forever, forever, and forever. And so will Jesus. Now, think of this. Jesus also will receive a promise. The promise made to him was that he would sit on the throne of David. He would be there forever, 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 forever. No end. This hasn't happened yet, but it will in eternity, no end. And you can't change God's covenant that he made with Abraham, Jacob, David, and especially we see the promise made to Christ that he would sit on the throne forever and forever. Let me read that again, Isaiah 9:7. Of the increase of his government, that's Christ, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Now, you notice there's a mixture there. It's as though it's already happened. And then it's as though he says, I'm going to perform this. It's as good as happened. I mean, it's as good as past tense. It's so sure that it's going to happen because God has said it. Man cannot change that. Well, God also made a promise to 12 apostles. In Matthew chapter 19 and verse 28. Now this, I'm giving you reasons why there will be eternity future. In Matthew 19, 28, and Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. I'll note this, if you would, in Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. That verse is not speaking of the millennium, but of eternity. The word regeneration of Matthew 19, 28 means to form again, to restore, regeneration. New heaven, new earth equals after the millennium. Revelation 21 and verse 1 says, And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. 12 apostles will not sit on the thrones during the millennium, but will sit on 12 thrones in eternity. Once again, sometimes we get what I would say the cart before the horse. The 12 apostles will not sit on those thrones during the millennium, but will be there on the thrones in eternity. Now, the regeneration, that word, regeneration, in Matthew 19, 28, is the recreation or restoration of God's original intent for the earth before sin came into the world by one man, Adam, in the Garden of Eden. And this will happen after this present earth is purged by fire. Romans 5:12 says, Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you've never trusted him as your Savior, you need to do that. And I ask you why. Why haven't you trusted him as Lord and Savior? He's willing to give you eternal life as a free gift. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the book of Revelation says he stands at the door and knocks. Anybody who lets him in, he will come in and sup with them. That means he will be with them. And Jesus Christ does not force his way into the heart. That's the door. You open the door of your heart. In other words, come on in, Jesus. I receive you as my Savior. You open the door of your heart and invite Jesus to come in. Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. I want the free gift that you're offering to me. I know that your word says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And Lord, you are Jesus Christ. And I'm asking you right now to forgive me of sin, my sin, and come into my heart. I receive you. I'm opening the door of my heart and receiving you as Lord and Savior right now. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Now, if you'll pray a prayer like that, something like that, and mean it in your heart, Open the door of your heart and let Jesus Christ come in. You've changed your mind about how to get to heaven, and now you're going to go God's way instead of trying to get there your way. You want to ask Jesus into your heart right now. Why not bow your head and do that right now and ask him to save you? Well, sin came into the world by one man, and that one man was Adam. But notice this, that God made a promise to himself. Not only did he make a promise Abraham, Jacob, David, and the 12 apostles, but God made a promise to himself. Isaiah 65, verses 18 and 19 says this, "But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy, and I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying." Well, this is something, once again, describing eternity future, Genesis 1, 26 through 28. "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish." This means to fill up the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God's perfect will is not being seen today as we look around us. And we have a tendency, and I've mentioned this before, to say, well, it's God's will. Whatever happens now, we say it is God's will. Well, I remind you that God will allow things to happen, but it's not necessarily his perfect will that things take place the way that things take place around us during this time that we live. Well, God's perfect will is that one day, in eternity future, that Jesus Christ is going to sit on the throne of David, and he's going to rule forever, 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 and forever. It's God's perfect will that the promise he made to Jacob, to Abraham, to David, that those promises that he made to them, especially the covenant that he made with them that could not be broken, that they would have the land that he promised them, that they would have forever, that will take place. God will see that it happens. He does not go back on his word. Jesus Christ, let God be true and every man a liar. We can think what we want, but God says what he means. And he means that there will be humans on this earth in eternity future. And I keep reminding you that we too, who name Jesus Christ as our Savior today, we're going to be there. Now, we're going to have a new body fashioned like that of our Lord's. We're going to have a new body, but we're going to be there. And we're going to be serving with him. It's going to be a time that we're not just going to sit around and twiddle our thumbs. We're going to be busy for the Lord. And I remind you that as we're there with him, so will there be human beings upon this earth. God shall wipe away all the tears of the human beings. No more death, no more crying, no more sin.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.